Well, at just 13 years old, most kids are just worried about surviving high school. But my next guest marched straight into a North Brisbane trade college, grabbed the enrolment forms and announced that she was going to be an electrician. Even when her mum told her absolutely not, Jamara Finch refused to take no for an answer. Fast forward to today, she's one of Queensland's most celebrated high-voltage industrial sparkies, taking home recently the Tradie of the Year award. And I think it's appropriate, having just celebrated International Women's Day, that she's paving the way for the next generation of women on the tools. To tell us her incredible story, Jamara joins us now. Hello, Jamara.
Hello.
13 years of age and you decide you want to be a sparky?
Yes, I did. I did. And I don't know how or why it came about, but I just knew that that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, is there like, is your dad in a trade or like an uncle or someone?
Yeah, so my stepdad and my dad were in trades, and often I would go to work with my dad on the weekends, and he was actually a fitter and turner by trade, so very different. No one in my family tree was a sparky, so yeah, I had been around, no tools and things like that, but I think being a sparky just came from me somewhere. I just decided this is what I wanted to do.
And had you even ever met a female sparky or even at least some female trade?
Absolutely not. I don't even think I have even seen one at that point in my life.
What an amazing thing to decide at 13 that that's what you want to do. What was your mum's reaction?
Oh, she was not very happy for me. You know, she did tell me that that's a man's world and, you know, why don't you go be a nurse? And, you know, I just said this is what I wanted to do. And, at first she didn't really support me. But by the time, you know, I started my apprenticeship and I actually started to show her that, you know, this is what I wanted to do, she's actually my number one supporter today. So, yeah, we've come a long way.
Well, obviously she would have, you know, and as she said, you know, it's a man's world, or she would have tried to shield you from what we potentially think is something that, you know, could be a block, I guess, into a career that you could have had. Have you come up against any of that, any sort of bias towards, oh, girls can't do that or women shouldn't be here?
Definitely. And I feel like, yes, because I am a female, I am having to constantly prove myself.
Yeah.
You know, that I am worthy and I deserve a spot here and, you know, I'm just as good as the next person. But, yeah, you definitely get it. But I forget. I'm so lucky. I'm at such a good place that I forget I am the minority.
Yeah.
But I do know it can be pretty hard, and I've heard some girls have some pretty bad experience just with even, like, you know, getting set up and started and really sticking to it. So, yeah. Definitely is out there, but want to normalise,
I mean,
you know, seeing women in these fields.
You're obviously a gun at what you do, but then also on the flip side of that, you've obviously had some great people around you support you through this career choice and have supported you in your trade, men and women, which
definitely
has helped, right, I imagine?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And I'm so glad I found those people and I kept pushing through and believing in myself and, yeah, just, you know, you're not going to get along with everyone and that's okay, and you're not going to be an expert overnight and that's okay.
Yeah. Well, I think that's true of anyone. It doesn't matter who you are or what gender you are, whatever. I think that's true of everyone in any trade, any industry.
Yeah, absolutely.
You just need to be surrounded by people with a bit of an open mind. I've got to say, you congratulations, you won the Construction Skills Queensland Tradie of the Year award.
And I did.
That is an incredible, I mean, like, if we just dial it back a bit, you're 13 years of age, you want to be a sparky, you end up doing your trade, you graduate, well, you end up with your trade, you graduate in 2019, the only girl doing your trade, and then you finally become a fully fledged sparky at just 21 a few years ago. There's a lot to have achieved in such a short amount of time.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm very proud of myself, and, you know, I hope that I can be a role model to this up and coming generation of, yeah, new tradies and females wanting to try out different things. But yeah, it's pretty awesome.
I gotta say, is imposter syndrome real for you?
It is. Oh yeah. There's even like some days I'm like, surely it can't be me, like, you know, like surely, but Definitely, and I think that's like a really Australian culture thing, like, you know, like humble yourself. Oh, well, you know, we're not that good, and, you know, we're quite humble here. So, yes, I think being able to step into that and really believing in myself, and, yeah, it has been hard. I'm still working on it every day.
Oh, I think we all suffer from it. Doesn't matter who we are, what we do. I think that's one of those things, like you said, it's a bit of the you try and be humble because you know, dare we be a victim of a tall poppy syndrome or whatever. I think
Absolutely, that's tall poppy.
Yeah. Now, listen, tell me, high voltage industrial electrician, what exactly does that mean?
Oh, so that means that's from installation to testing and commissioning. So high voltage is basically what's coming off your power lines, and before it goes to the building, you've got your transformers and you can step up or down the voltage.
Yeah.
And then from there, it'll go to your main switchboard. Then from your main switchboard, it'll go out to your little distribution board. So then that's how we all, you know, charge our phones and turn on the lights and all these things we take for granted sometimes.
Well, yeah. Okay, so without you, none of that happens.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. You need the high voltage to get the basic power.
Okay.
Yes.
It sounds scary. What does a typical day on the tools look like for you?
So a typical day on the tools, honestly, it can change here and there. I could be pulling underground cables all week, or I could be inside a nice substation just testing like a ring main unit, or maybe I might be outside testing a transformer, or sometimes I could, it really changes, and I think that's what I love about it. I get to do something different every day.
It is a strange thing to think that at 13 you said, this is what I want to do, and you were determined.
Absolutely. And I'm like, I have no idea how this came about, but I'm super glad I stuck with it.
Oh, and look, you've achieved, like I said, so much. You're mentoring now the next generation of apprentices. In just the short amount of time that you've been involved in the industry, how much has it changed, and particularly for young women?
Oh, massively, massively. Like I said, when I went to the Australian Trade College, North Brisbane, there were only 8 females in my whole grade, and I was the only girl doing a trade. So, and I graduated in 2019. So I've been out of my time for about 3 years now. And since going back to that school, I saw a female in every trade in that classroom. And, yeah, it was super impressive. It was, it was like a full circle moment. And just to see, like, the growth, like how much the industry has grown within the last 5 years has been very impressive. But still we are that minority, and I think I just want to normalise it.
Well, why do you think my guest right now is Jamara Finch? She's a Queensland Tradie of the Year, Construction Skills Queensland Tradie of the Year, is a high voltage industrial sparky. Jamara, why do you think it's important for women to take up trades?
I think it just opens up the window of opportunities for them, so that, you know, there is a skill shortage here in Australia, and being able to give these females, like, hey, there are more jobs you can go down, there are different pathways you can take. And I think, we just need to support them and let them know that, you know, there's opportunities out there, and you don't have to corner yourself into a box. And, there's lots you can do and help, support the community and build the city with us all.
And especially, like you said, given that there is a skills shortage and we're looking for people and skilled migrants and everything else, would it be amazing to tap into the opportunity for girls here?
And just it'll be able to strengthen those workplaces, and just with diversity you can have a very strong workplace with different opinions and, you know, different backgrounds. So I think it really helps, like, create a great workplace as well.
If you've got any advice for anyone, doesn't matter, male or female, looking to start a trade, what would be your advice to them so they could pick up a tool and not be intimidated, or just give it a crack?
Yes, definitely, like, certificate twos, any, like, career start, pre-vocational, but I do know the industry is desperate. Like, honestly, talk to anyone, research. There's lots of entry-level programs. There's signs out, there's physical signs saying that people are hiring. Like, there's still jobs going around yeah, go for it. If it's what you believe you want to do, then you should research, talk to people and just get out there. It doesn't hurt to just try.
Amazing. Jamara Finch, I appreciate your time. I hope you weren't on the phone up in a cherry picker looking at a transformer while we were doing this.
Absolutely not. I would not do that.
You have a wonderful day and I appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us here on Afternoons.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.